So good to see you in the house of the Lord today. We want to begin with our call to worship by drawing your attention to Mark chapter 14 and specifically verse 50. We are sharing with you some of the events that led up to the crucifixion and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And one of the events that took place was whenever the soldiers came to take our Lord, this statement is made concerning all of the disciples, and they all forsook him and fled. You know, as I thought about this particular phrase, I was reminded that this was actually the last stage in a process that had been going on for the last 3 years in Jesus' ministry. Think about this for just a moment. In the beginning, Jesus had attracted public notoriety because of his performance of what? Miracles. People were taken by his miracles. People listened to him and they said, "This man speaketh with authority, yet he's unlettered." And then again, they were attracted because so many crowds were following after Jesus. And whenever there's a crowd, that always creates interest. And people began to move to him. But as we watch through the Gospels, you see a peeling off taking place. First of all, it was the religious leaders. They're the first ones that turn against him. The Pharisees, the Sadducees, the Herodians, they all start turning away from the Lord Jesus Christ, following his statements. Then you find his early disciples. There were many that followed him in the beginning, and yet they began to leave him. They stopped following him after a period of time. Then the crowds themselves, as they came under the influence of the religious leaders, at the end, as we approach the cross time, the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ, what are they shouting? What are the crowds hollering? "Crucify him! Crucify him!" Very important to see this. And now here, in Mark chapter 14, the inner circle of Jesus Christ flees from him. They all forsook him. Now, don't misunderstand me. All of this is understandable in this light. Man can only fellowship with Jesus Christ in thought and in life as he is made near by the work of Christ in his heart. Now remember, Jesus Christ had not died. The Holy Spirit had not been given at this particular time. And so these men that were with the Lord Jesus Christ for 3 years, they loved the Lord Jesus Christ, I believe, but they didn't understand what was taking place. They saw the government coming down upon Jesus. They saw religion turning against Jesus, and they said, "We've got to get out of here, or we're going to be taken too." It's quite understandable. By the way, how about today? How about today? Now, some of these men would be regathered later. That's grace for you there. Whenever he met them on the Sea of Galilee and he had a coal of fire set up there and he was cooking the fish, there was a regathering there. And there would be the giving of the Holy Spirit later, and those men would be brought back into fellowship with Jesus Christ. But at this point, all of them forsake him and fled. Now, I want us to get this point across this morning if I can. I have learned this over the years. Mere admiration of the person of Christ or appreciation for his teachings will not be enough to cause men and women to follow him all the way. It's not enough. People may applaud the Lord Jesus Christ. They are prepared to cast their votes for him and for his kingdom. They are prepared to write songs about him. But when faced with obedience to his commands and God's claims upon them, few people are willing to follow him all the way. Isn't that interesting? They won't follow him all the way. If the Bible says that I have to be serious about Christian living, that I have to stop playing with the world, and I have to follow him, then I'm just going to stop following Jesus. I'm going to do my own thing. I'm going to play. I'm going to do what I want to do. All right? They're not willing to go all the way. Mark says, they all left him and fled. What about us this morning? Are we fair weather friends? When the going's good and when there's not too much required of us, oh, we'll follow Jesus. We'll sing songs. We'll write songs about him. But whenever when the pressure starts to come and opposition starts to come and pressure comes on me personally, Do you have enough to keep following Him? I want you to know we're seeing in our churches that that's not happening. And even in our pastoral levels, we're not willing. Oh, any kind of pressure from the culture. Oh, we got to give in. We've got to remain relevant. I don't want to be marginalized, as one pastor said not too long ago. I don't want to be marginalized. In Christ. Dr. Bob Jones Sr. said, you and God make a majority in any community. What happened to that thinking? Oh, that's how. Oh, no, we don't want to be too strong on the authority of God's Word. The disciples, under pressure and opposition, forsook and fled. God in His grace assembled them again, and they were tested again, were they not? How many of them survived? Only one lived to be old age, and that was Jonathan. He was what? Exiled to an island where he lived out the remainder of his days because of the fact that he had taken a stand, and he had survived untold persecution and pressure, and he remained true to God. Think about this. Those of us that are joined to Christ in His death and in His resurrection will follow Him all the way, because we possess the Holy Spirit of God. We have the enabling and the empowerment to be able to follow Him all the way. But those who are only connected superficially, emotionally, to Jesus will not be able to follow Him all the way. And they will be peeled off with time. Peeled off with time. How sad that the disciples could not follow Him all the way at that time. But they did prove, by God's grace, that they were able to follow Him to death. And many of them gave their lives for the cause of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we may be called upon too. Are you a fair weather friend? Are you just emotionally attached to Jesus? Or are you identified and put into Jesus Christ by His grace and by His power? That's the difference. May God help us to be that kind of a believer.